Hello, this is Kendall Parts here on the Kill and Kendall Parts podcast. I'm back and I want to speak about the Reds win earlier. They are a 9-game winning streak. They just beat the Rockies 5-4, and in his season debut, he has. Joey Votto came back. He had 3 RBIs, including the game. End up being the difference in the win. Actually, the last 3-1 runs for the Reds were scored with RBIs by him. The home run to make it 3-1. And the base hit that scored 2 runs, India and Ellie De La Cruz, who is the Reds' newest rookie. He came back, and he made a difference today. He said that he didn't want to. He wanted to wait on the perfect time to come back, so he wouldn't ruin the momentum that the Reds have. They are now a half game in first place, with the Brewers lost tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. I know I haven't been on here in a while because I'm trying to get my sight popping, but Ellie De La Cruz is just amazing. I don't want to put any pressure on him yet. Starting to see flashes of Billy Hamilton speed. It's crazy. He is all he does is give ever since, and they've been like 11 or 10-2. I want to say 11-2 now since he came up. They have won a lot of series, like 5 series in a row or something. Or 5 out of the last 6, 6 out of the last 7. Let me see. The Red Sox, the Dodgers. St. Louis Cardinals, Kansas City Royals. And the Astros. In fact, yesterday, on Sunday, they were the first team in baseball this year to win a series, or at least sweep the Astros this year. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? They're the World Series champ, so this ain't no bottom feeder of the league. That's the first time a team got to sweep the Houston Astros. It's the Cincinnati Reds. Every time I see Minute Maid Park, I think of that long hill in center field. Now they don't have it no more. It's been gone for years. But every time I see that ballpark, I think of the long hill in the outfield. That was an inside the park home run ready to happen if you had a person with speed. Like Ellie De La Cruz or Billy Hamilton. It's crazy. That's what went down. And as far as in basketball, I see that the Suns traded for Bradley Beal and then traded with Chris Paul. You know what's so interesting? Chris Paul said that he learned about the trade. By the way, hold up. The Wiz. The Kansas City Warriors, right? They have former Wiz closer, roller, and reliever, Aroldis Chapman. With this form of the Cincinnati Reds, I think with the Reds getting back in contention, and now three games over 500 at 38 and 35 in first place, I want to see the Reds. I think the Reds are gonna make a move in the bullpen, because as great as they are, they can get better. They can be better. Lucas Sims, Alexis Diaz, who's incredible. He's incredible. What he did tonight was crazy. Strikeout. If it was first and third, nobody out. Back to back strikeouts. And then he got another Rockies player with a ground ball to Ellie De La Cruz to end the ball game. As great as this bullpen is, I think it can get better. And I think Aroldis Chapman, addition to the bullpen, is going to make a world of difference. And I want that move to happen like right now. You know, the Kansas City Warriors are a seller. They were one of the teams that they swept on the road trip. They only lost one game on the road trip, and that was the very first game of the road trip. They went 8-1. They won the last two of that St. Louis series. They swept the Warriors. So it was Missouri back-to-back series, and then finishing off with the Astros yesterday, or Sunday. So, they got lucky, because after the Astros tied it, they had the bases loaded. And it could have went very, very bad. Really crazy. But then they got a ground ball to third base. And it was a double play, and I loved it. So, yeah, I want Aroldis Chapman. And with this bullpen. What's so sad is that I can't even name all of the, I can't even act like I know all the names in the Red bullpen, but I can name the batters. You know, this, I'm telling, this is the most fun Reds team ever since the youngsters have came up. They did struggle in the beginning of the year. This is the most fun Reds team I have seen in my life. Like, even 2012 Reds, it was the fact that they were so young and they don't quit. Like, let me see. So, yeah, I was naming, like, the Dodgers. I think the only series they lost was against the Brewers, but the Dodgers, that's one. Boston Red Sox, two. Kansas City Royals, three. St. Louis Cardinals, four. And then the Houston Astros, five. So they have won five out of the last six series. Yeah. A win tomorrow, I think, would be 6 out of 7. Or maybe it started in Chicago when they swept them. Yeah, so 7 out of 8. They swept the Cubs. Also, right before they went to Boston, it took 2 out of 3. So yeah, man, it's a fun time to be a Reds fan. You know, my birthday is coming up this Sunday, so I'm gonna start. Person over there. That was helping me. I mean, she's still helping me. I just need to get, you know, financially stable. But, you know, instead of doing it every other day, let's pick a day for the weekend. Every Tuesday is the time now I'm going to put out a podcast episode. I haven't done it in the last month, but I got y'all. So yeah, I cannot wait till seeing what the Reds do with their bullpen at the deadline. I want that trade to World Champion to happen, like right now. Alright, and we probably got it. Unfortunately, give up India or somebody because it's just too many people on this team that are crazy right now. Like, oh my lord, and they ain't even done. And they got a kid by the name of Encarnacion Strand. What's his name? Oh, dang. I forgot his name. But yeah, he's in Louisville right now. They got crazy prospects. And you know what else about this team? So, if you remember the Reds back in the day, especially with this ballpark, right? In the last 20 years, that's when the ballpark was born. 2003 is when they first played in it. They always relied on the home run. This team doesn't do that. Steers has the leading person on the team with home runs, and he only has like 10 or 11. Remember when we used to rely on home runs and we couldn't do the little things? We're doing the little things now. Scoring runs, scoring position. Base hit. Oh, another thing on Ellie De La Cruz. He beat a ball back to first base. He hit a ball to first base and still got an infield hit. That's how fast he beat the first baseman to the bag on Sunday against the Astros. That's just, and you know what's so crazy? It saved the game. Because in that same inning, they was down 5-2. Then later on, right before they got a third out, Steer to tie the game at 5 apiece. They got a run with a sacrifice flower or field of choice, I believe. And then the chat went with Ellie De La Cruz at third, I think it was Steer who hit a to tie the game up at five. That's crazy. So yeah, let's get all the Chapman to come back to the Reds. I think that would be his second time that he's with the same team. He comes back to a team on a second occasion. I think he spent a year with the Cubs. The Yankees traded him at the deadline or near the deadline, but signed him back that offseason. I think that's what happened. I gotta check that. But yeah, I think this will be the second time that he's with a team on the second occasion if the Reds make that move. So let's see. Alright, it's time for me to go to bed. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.